Fossil Hunter 1. Seek out. Kırtıl is a small village in Silifke district. The green mountains and the hard-layered, rocky structure peculiar to Mersin can be seen here. There used to be a sea in central Anatolia in ancient times. That is why it is always possible to frequently encounter fossils of marine species here. Even without making any excavations, you can readily see fossils of marine crustaceans appearing just on the surface. These are marine crustaceans. This is the bottom of a layer. There's a layer on top of it, covering the layer and fossilizing what is inside. When the upper layer is opened, we encounter the fossil of a bivalve crustacean. Let's break it and see what's inside. As you can see, the rock layers are of various colors. The minerals inside the rock, which harbors these fossils, have some very crystal structures. The age of a fossil is determined by examining these mineral structures. This is the most common method employed to determine the age of fossils. As you can see, Kırtıl is mostly covered with small pieces of rock. The age of these pieces of rock can be up to 370 million years old. When you look at them, different rocks distinguish themselves with their distinct colors and patterns. Yes, this is the case with Kırtıl. Fasten your seatbelts. Our new destination is Yenisu. Fossils are mostly found in limestone layers on Earth. That is because the thickest and the most common layer of the Earth's stratum is limestone. As we can see here, this is the state of limestone that appears on the surface. We are now in Mersin, and this is Yenisu village. It is already a village that is famous for its fossil finds. Let me show you here the content of the limestone. It is something like plaster. It is usually white. You know that plaster is a soft and easy to shape material. Limestone also has such traits, and it is a multi-layered geological structure. Because it is almost like leaf sheets, creatures remain stuck between them and are easily fossilized. Let me show you the layers. The camera shows it right now. When I pull it like this, it separates as layers. For example, it is very easy to pull apart a large block of it. The living creatures stuck between these layers are easily fossilized. Here, many rocks rose to the surface. This is an interesting geological phenomenon here, and it's not peculiar to this area alone. We will also see them ahead. As I will show you later, it looks as if stones poured down from the sky. You can see small pieces of rock everywhere. Not in the form of big rocks, but in small pieces of stone spread apart. Therefore, it is possible to find lots of fossils here. It is as if it rained stones everywhere. The land is full of large and small pieces of rock. It looks as if rocks spring up out of the earth. The appearance of limestone on the surface is also very interesting. Among them, you can frequently encounter carp and herring fossils dating back to 15 to 20 million years ago. That is why Yenisu is a very precious place for a fossil scientist. Sea cows, also known as Sirenia in Latin, are an aquatic mammal species. Why are they called sea cows? Because they eat the green seaweed at the bottom of the sea. In other words, they resemble animals who feed on grass. That is why they are called sea cows. This fossil has a story. In 2013, a farmer from the village of Evren found this fossil while working in his own garden, and he informed the authorities. As you can see, the structure of it, its bones, resemble a human skeleton. Assuming that it was a human skeleton, they called the constabulary. The examination of the skeleton revealed that it was a sea cow, a species known as Sirenia. What is interesting is that there are no sea cows in the seas surrounding Turkey. This fossil is more than 20 million years old. In this respect, it is a very valuable fossil. This is the only sample in Turkey which is displayed here in Mersin, Silifke. Many studies conducted on this fossil revealed various data regarding this species. The Sirenia, commonly referred to as sea cows, are herbivorous mammals that comprise the families Dugongidae. The length of its spine is 71
characteristics of this fossil.
The width of its vertebrae is 7 to 12 centimeters, and the height is 5.5 to 8 centimeters.
Among the fossil findings,
among the fossil findings, 10 ribs were found, as you can see. Take a closer look. There are 10 vertebrae. I mean, we can see 10 vertebrae here when we count the vertebrae from top to bottom. The length of the spine is 71 centimeters. That is, from front to back, if the spine remained intact, this living creature would have had a spine of exactly 71 centimeters long. The width of the vertebrae ranges from 7 to 12 centimeters, in other words, the vertebrae here. The vertebrae in this area vary in width from 7 to 12 centimeters. The height of these vertebrae is up to 5 centimeters for some and 8 centimeters for others. The width of the vertebrae ranges from 7 to 12 centimeters, in other words, the vertebrae here. The vertebrae in this area vary in width from 7 to 12 centimeters. The height of these vertebrae is up to 5 centimeters for some and 8 centimeters for others. On the edge of the fins, there are 15 centimeter long structures. This is what a technical examination of the sea cow fossil reveals to us. Here is the sea cow fossil. Sea cows, which have a pregnancy period of 12 to 14 months, are actually mammals. As you know, mammals live on land. But there are a few species of mammals living in the sea, like sea cows. But mammals, especially marine mammals, constitute a major problem for the theory of evolution. The Earth is full of fossils. There may be billions of fossils resting among the Earth's layers, and hundreds of millions of them have already been unearthed. The limestone layer is the type of layer from which one can unearth fossils the easiest. Once one digs a little deeper here, myriad marine animal fossils can be found here. The subject of this episode is a sea cow fossil, which is a sea mammal, which constitutes a major problem for the theory of evolution, as we said earlier, because with their body structure and their circulatory system, mammals are warm-blooded. That is to say, they can maintain a stable internal body temperature. When it's cold, they can keep their body warm to a certain extent, while they cool their internal body temperatures to a certain point by sweating when it is hot. So, living beings with this feature are known to be warm-blooded animal species. However, fish that live in the sea are cold-blooded, which means they can't maintain a stable body temperature. For this reason, they can only survive at certain depths, seasons, and at certain locations, such as some terrestrial reptile species. This trait of mammals is only possessed by mammals and birds. In the case of a sea cow, we speak of a marine species, which is both a mammal and capable of living in the sea. How is this possible? Some people say fish started to live on land. Now, does this mean that a terrestrial living being returned to the sea? This constitutes a huge contradiction for the theory of evolution. It can never be explained. If you consider it with common sense, examine it technically, do scientific research, examine its DNA, look inside its molecular structure, no matter which aspect you consider, it is clear that the sea cow, and that mammals in general, deal a major blow to the theory of evolution.